Photogboo. It's been a while since I've done one of these. And I don't even remember any of the things that I've talked about, but it doesn't really matter. Well, before I get started in that, I got my blog set up finally at iphotogblog.com, and I have a couple entries there. I picked out a bunch of different WordPress photo gallery themes, and then I'm not really happy with them, because really all they're for is displaying a picture, or, you know, several pictures, whatever, but they're not really for talking, blogging, and for having other stuff on the page, like links and easy access to archives and searching and stuff. And I kind of realized, you know what, the way I'm using it, I don't need anything that's specific to photography. All I'm doing is posting pictures and talking about what I'm doing in photography, whether it's right, wrong, stupid, or whatever. And so I don't really need that. So I think what I'm going to do is just try to find another decent theme and use that and not worry about the photography thing as far as that goes. One of the things I'm finding about digital photography is that it's different than film, you might say, and you're right, but I'm having problems, more problems with exposure than I ever did with film, and a lot of it has to do with dynamic range, or colors. I find that I have blown out skies in scenes a lot more than I ever used to with film. And I also find that certain things like going to the tulip festival and taking pictures of fields of tulips results in more massively blown colors, especially in reds, than I remember having happen with film. And I started doing some Googling and looking into the problem, and it looks like it's not uncommon. Somebody on my Flickr photo stream commented on one of my photos talking about the blown reds and had some suggestions. And I worked on it a little bit, and I tried to correct it. I didn't do a very good job. And when it comes to making what I call major corrections, it's not really, but when it comes to making that type of correction, I still don't know what I'm doing yet. I can, you know, dodge and burn and do, simple things. And I don't know. Most of the typical things you need to do to a picture after you import it to your photo editor, I can do that stuff. But as far as handling a situation where you've got a bunch of blown reds and they look horrible and you need to fix them, I don't know what I'm doing. So there you go. I'm hosed. But I guess part of my problem is I don't know why that's happening in the first place, really. I kind of have an understanding of it based on my Googling. I guess that what I don't know how to do yet is to prevent it. And worse yet, I don't know how to correct it when I do get it. I don't know how to look at a scene yet until when I have such a dynamic range that it's going to blow the sky out or something like that. Obviously, I can tell when there's differences in brightness and, you know, there's high contrast scenes. But I'm just not to the point yet where I can just eyeball it and say, okay, I'm going to have a problem here. So, I am very much still learning in that respect. It seems to me like there is more to learn with digital photography as far as that kind of thing goes. I think that digital photography has an advantage in a lot of ways, but in other ways it's disadvantaged, and it's almost harder to get good pictures in some ways, I think. Now, part of it could just be because I didn't do real photography with an SLR for so long, and it could be that I've degraded in time and I have no clue what I'm doing. Obviously, I'm still totally beginning as far as my results go, because I'm very inconsistent. I can have a really nice picture, and then I can have many pictures that suck or that just did not at all come out like I intended. So I'm battling a few different things. I'm battling lack of knowledge, I'm battling lack of experience, and I got a lot of learning to do. So it's an interesting learning process. It's fun. It's fun. You know, I'm enjoying it. I'm not complaining. I was disappointed with the pictures that I got from the Tulip Festival, and I really would like to figure out how to correct those soon. So that's what I'm going to be working on, is understanding that problem. Anyway, I'll talk to you next time in another apparently boring iPhotog. Boo. Bye.